الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام It is the grace of Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity once again to assemble and to renew our relationship with our Creator Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, this is the grace of Allah Ta'ala, it is a favor of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes these opportunities available to us so that we may use these opportunities and get that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We observe on a daily basis, we have our salah, which is communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah itself, I'm just reading something, that salah is of different types. There's five different categories. That wasn't going to be the topic, subject, whatever Allah ta'ala puts in mind. Whatever is going to be of benefit to myself and to us, we will discuss. The salah that we perform can be categorized, or those that perform the salah can be categorized into four or five different categories. There's one category that is known as the mu'aqab, and that is that category of musallis, or those that perform salah, that are not conscious about the salah. If it came in mind and heart, if the desire was there, perform the salah. And if the desire wasn't there, I didn't bother about the salah. Whether the salah became qadha, it was after its time had passed. And sometimes we find that when these types of things happen, it doesn't even affect us. It doesn't even affect us. We don't think anything about it. That this one important aspect of our deen, and from amongst the first things that we will be questioned and reckoned for, will be salah. So how have we fulfilled this important obligation of salah? There isn't that concern, there isn't that worry. If the opportunity came, then we'll read it. And if the opportunity wasn't there, if there were certain things from a convenience point of view that we didn't find, then the namaz salah will go qadha. The person is traveling, whether by bus or whether by flight, by car, we find very conveniently our salahs go qadha. That is not what we have seen and observed in those that are conscious about their salah and who have a strong link and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We observe in their lives that under all circumstances, the salah was performed on time, within its period of time, and every attempt was made, the salah should not go qadha. So for that person, or for those of us that fall under this category, We need to understand that it is a very grave sin. And especially we youngsters. And as we've discussed previously also, that the habit we inculcate in ourselves now, that is what we will find ourselves in later on. If in this type of an environment, that is why we even tell to our students, or those that are here, that we observe that when we are awoken in the morning, what type of response do we have to that awakening? Whereas, in reality, for one who is a talib ilm, for one who is engaged in the learning, in the memorizing of the Quran and Majid, does he have to be got up to perform salah? Therefore, I've mentioned it previously also probably, that my one very affectionate ustad, Hazrat Qari Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Qariyani Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, very great and pious person, and I've observed his salah, the khushu, the khudu, the concentration, the devotion, and when he stood in salah, it's as if he's given himself over to his creator Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Total devotion, like divorce from this world. I don't know what is happening. However, he used to stay within the boarding because he was from Lucknow, which is very, very far away from the Darul Uloom itself. Sometimes took about 24 to 30 hours to reach his home from the Darul Uloom itself. Those days they used to travel only by trains. So, however, a very pious person, a person that spoke very little, so he had one room within the boarding that was given to him, and he used to stay there. And it is common practice that in the Darul Ulooms, I want the children to listen carefully, especially those upon whom namaz is farz, salah is farz, and more especially those of us who are going to be leaving the madrasa and going beyond. What habits are we going to be taking and leaving? What type of responsibilities and what type of responsible people are we going to be when it comes to our relationship with our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with our salah and our ibadat? What type of habits have we built whilst in this type of an environment? So however, it is common practice that in even here too we've got the same thing, that every institution has a supervisor, or they have some khadims and people that serve the madrasa. So when it is time for salah, then they will come and wake you up that now it is time for salah. And it is zuhar salah, so after you have had your siesta or your qailula, then you are being awoken for zuhar salah. So they used to have, or they still have, these types of supervisors in the madaris and the darul ulooms. And half an hour or so before the salah time, they go out to the different rooms, waking the students up, getting them up for salah. So my Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to question, he said, what type of students are these? Are these students of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have to be awoken, that have to be got up in order to go perform one important hukm and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of salah? Up to now, being in an environment of this nature, if they haven't built up a habit to get up on their own and go and perform the salah, tomorrow when they are leaving here, or when they are going to be going out of here, what is going to be their position? Do they expect their parents to wake them up when sometimes in certain homes there isn't an environment of salah? And how embarrassing isn't it that that person who has got the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that youngster who's got the Quran and Majid in his heart, he has to be awoken several times. And sometimes you get this complaint from parents. Listen, son is a hafiz, he's a hafiz of the Quran and Majid. The parents may not be hafiz. The parents may not even know sometimes how to recite the Quran and Majid. They maybe didn't have that opportunity when they were young, but they are concerned and very particular about their salah. You will find some elderly people that they may be ignorant as far as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. They may not be those that know a lot of masail, or that they can recite the Quran and Majid very well. Or sometimes you will find that they are in such a position that they cannot even recite the Quran and Majid. But when it comes to certain aspects of deen, and especially like salah, then they are extremely conscious and very particular that the salah must be performed on time. Now sometimes from these types of home, we will get these types of complaints that the son who is a hafiz, but he is not getting up for salah. And Allah protect us. We've been discussing this after our Asr Majlis as well, after Asr program, that if this condition of ours progresses, in other words, from here we've gone into a Darul Uloom, or from here you've gone into an institution of higher learning, wherever it may be, dini knowledge, what is going to be the condition and what is going to be our position when from here we are taking this habit and going, and you are going into a bigger institution or into a bigger place where that type of nigrani and that type of care is not being taken, and the students are much more. And one, just today, I had an opportunity of being taken to one place, and I was told that there was a boarding there and whatever, it's not one of our type of madrasa, but however, that the condition there is such that the salah is carrying on. The salah is taking place, but the students are sitting one side, either with their laptops or with their phones, and whatever they are engaged in, they are engaged in. If this is a condition of a student of deen, then what can we expect of those that are outside? So therefore, Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that are these students of deen who have to be got up to perform this important obligation and that of salah, haven't they got that importance of salah in their minds and in their hearts, and cannot they get up on their own and go towards salah? Okay, sometimes we do need someone to get us up or use our alarms and so forth. But the tragedy, unfortunately, is this, that sometimes we have to be awoken time and time again, and then too there's so much of laziness that we just can't leave our beds. That blanket or the duvet, whatever we've got above us, on top of us, it is so heavy that we can't push it out. It is too heavy for us to be pushed out. This is our condition. And remember, listen very carefully, students of the madrasa, we are coming very shortly to the end of the year, where you are going to be on holiday for a period of 4 weeks or whatever. And some of you thereafter may not even return. If we haven't built up this habit now whilst being in this environment, that I need just maybe the light to come on, for those that are light sleepers, just for the light to come on and I'm up. Why? Because imagine if someone needs to go early morning, needs to take a flight and needs to travel to the airport. Those types of people, sometimes they don't even get sleep. But even if a person got sleep, and he knows he's got to travel in the morning, then how sensitive and how particular he is, that the moment that alarm rings, he is up, he's jumped up, and he's ready, he's getting himself ready to go. When this is our condition, when it comes to our worldly affairs, when it comes to salah, what is our approach for salah? It is that same lazy approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, this wasn't the topic for today, whatever Allah ta'ala puts to mind, and I make dua that Allah ta'ala gives me the tawfiq, firstly to make amal on this, and then all of us. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. The sign of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى. The munafiqeen in those days, they used to go to the masjid because they needed to show outwardly that they were with the Muslims, whereas inwardly they were not with the Muslims. They didn't have iman in their hearts. They were with the other group, and though it was that group which rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to show people, they came into the masjid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a quality of theirs. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, that they, when they came to a salah, when they prepared themselves for salah, or they came to salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَىٰ, it came extremely late. Now it's a burden. Let me ask myself, that what is my position today? And what is my condition when it comes to my relationship with my salah? Do I wait for the salah time to come in? Do I wait for the next salah? Or is it that same lethargic and lazy attitude that I have? And if I can help it very conveniently, my salah will go qada. When I put my alarm on, then I wait for that snooze, and then I'll put it off, and then it continues and continues until such time that I keep on putting that alarm off, that I realize eventually that my salah is gone qada. Is this our relationship with this important aspect of our deen and this hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And more especially, if we cannot inculcate this habit here, then it is going to be very difficult to inculcate this habit after we leave here. So therefore, the first category of the musallis are those that show this type of negligence towards salah. The second category is of those types of musallis, or those types of people that perform their salah, but they have no concentration and devotion in the salah. We will be performing our salah, but we are very, very far away from salah. I know myself what my salah is. If I have to take from the beginning to the end of the salah, how much of it is it that I am in salah? We've heard of this famous stories that where a person calculates his income in his shops and all that, and from that he calculates the number of salah, the rakats that he has read. This is the type of salah that we perform. How much of concentration is there that now I am standing before my Creator and I am communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, on one occasion we mentioned it here also. A person once asked, how do we get this concentration in salah? Because the moment we start salah, then there's a host of things that come to mind. And sometimes we will observe that those things don't come in the mind before salah or out of salah, we are reminded of those things within salah. Like one person lost something or he misplaced something and he just couldn't find it. He did everything to find it. So he went to someone to ask him for some wazifa, some dua to read, to recite, so that he may find that item of his that he has lost. So he told him, okay, I'm showing you a simple action. Do that and you will find what you are looking for. He said, what is that? He said, okay, go and perform 2 rakat salah. Go and perform 2 rakat salah. So this person said, okay, I will go and perform 2 rakat salah. So barely he started his salah, he probably recited Surah Fatiha, and it came to his, occurred to his mind that where he had put it or where he had misplaced it, immediately it came to mind that salah was cut short and he went towards this place and found. Now what is this? Shaitan doesn't allow us to remain in that condition where we can have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the type of salah that we perform, that is very, very far away from khushu and khudu. Then those of us that whom sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, like for instance our huffaz, and those of us that Allah ta'ala gives us sometimes the tawfiq of performing the salah. Where do our minds run when we are performing the salah? Am I performing the salah? Am I reciting this Quran and Majeed, and am I making this tilawat of the Quran and Majeed solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I reciting it to impress those musallis that are there behind? Am I reciting it in a good tone, in a good voice, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to my Quran and Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me recite the Quran and Majeed. Therefore, I will recite it in the best tone that I can. I will recite it in the best manner. Now, to judge this, sometimes I ask myself this question. I ask myself this question, that one is the salah that I perform here on the musalla. One is that salah. And the level of tajweed and every that, I'm speaking to myself now, that the salah that I perform here. Let me compare that salah to that salah which I'm reading on my own. When I'm here on the musalla, I can perform the longest of rakats. But when I'm on my own, I want to perform the shortest and read the shortest of surahs. When I'm on the musalla, it can take me 15, 20 minutes to perform one, two rakats of salah. But when I'm on my own, what is the condition of my salah? When I'm on the musalla, then I'm concerned that my tajweed must be correct, that I must read correctly the Quran and Majeed. But is that recitation of Quran and Majeed with tajweed only restricted to that imam that is performing the salah? Or is it even thereafter, if I'm performing my salah on my own, then there too tajweed also applies? Am I conscious about this? When I'm reciting on my own, when I'm reading my own salah, when I'm reading my sunnahs and my nawafil, then at that time, am I concerned about the recitation of the Quran and Majeed, just as I was when the Quran and Majeed was being recited on the musalla? Or is it that now I'm not bothered about it? I will read anyhow. I will read carefully. I'm not concerned. I'm not bothered how I am reciting, as long as I complete my two rakat sunnat or nawafil, whatever. Now, what is this? For whom are we performing the salah? Is it for praises, or is it for my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This needs to be checked constantly. Yes, we agree and we acknowledge that we are human beings. We are human beings. And as human beings, we will err. Sometimes, shaitan and nafs makes that attempt to change and to divert our intentions and our niyat, that instead of it being solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly it goes for someone else. But if that happens, then immediately change the track again, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whom I... And yes, I mention this also sometimes, that for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with good voices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with the recitation of the Quran and Majeed. Recently, we had, sometimes we don't understand the magnetism in the Quran and Majeed. We sometimes think that for a person's islah to be made, for a person to become Allah conscious, then you have to sit in sometimes gatherings like this, or sometimes, you know, we wait for some mashayikh to come. We wait for some Allah wala to come. We'll go and sit in that gathering, and then our islah will be made. I want to share something with you. Something that happened last week, and it's something that I heard personally, and the person who I'm referring to, he himself came and spoke to me. What did he mention? Last week, the week before, we had a guest here. You know, most of us must have heard his name, Shaykh Abu Bakr Shatri. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a unique type of voice and a very captivating. In the masjid, when an introduction after the Maghrib Salah that he performed, he was introduced to the Musallis. And from amongst the other things that were mentioned, it was told that there was one person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the tawfiq of iman just by listening to his recitation of the Quran and Majeed. Okay, that was something that was mentioned. One youngster came here and he said, I want to tell you something. I said, what you? So he said, that night I went to perform my salah in the masjid. And just after, the only thing that he did there in the masjid was perform the Maghrib Salah. And it wasn't relatively long. It was an average Salah. But he says, I don't know that after the recitation or after performing that salah behind him, my life has changed. My life has changed. Just now, if we know Shaykh Abu Bakr Shatri, he is not known to be a Sufi or a pious person of that type where, you know, we will flock to him for our islah purposes and all. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give guidance and hidayat, it can come through the just recitation and listening to the Quran and Majid as well. So he says that after the salah, I don't know what happened to me, but there was a total change, there was a transformation in myself. This is the barakat of the recitation of the Quran and Majid. Therefore, we tell to you, our students, that yes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a good voice, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a good voice, then make use of that good voice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Why? What intention are you doing? One is that I am reciting to my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want you to listen and try and remember this, because inshallah it will help you and myself also. When the day we are performing the Taraweeh or performing the Salah, and when Shaitan is making every attempt to drive you off and to make you feel that, listen, I am somebody, or that I can recite the Quran and Majid very well, then inshallah this will help tremendously. At that time, think that one is that I am reciting to my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed me with this beautiful voice, and who has blessed me with this memory that I can recite the Quran and Majid without making mistakes. That is number one. But on the other hand, make this intention also, that Ya Allah, this beautiful voice that you have blessed me with, let me recite with this beautiful voice, so that those that are listening to me, their muhabbat for the Quran and Majid can increase. And we know those that are that listen to the Qurra reciting the Quran and Majid, whether it is Shaykh Abdul Basit or those many others who we listen to. When you listen to the Quran and Majid, even though you're not looking at the reciter, but there is a type of inner peace that one experiences. And this is the barakat of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the Quran and Majid is being recited in a good and melodious tone, in a beautiful way, those that are listening to the Quran and Majid, sometimes you will hear this comments from them, I don't mind, or I wouldn't mind even if he continued the whole night reciting the Quran and Majid. So that has been the result of that good recitation of the Quran and Majid. So make this dua that, Ya Allah, if you make me a good reciter of the Quran and Majid, then make me a good reciter of the Quran and Majid for this reason, that those that listen to the Quran and Majid being recited by me, the muhabbat of the Quran and Majid comes into their hearts, and they get attached to the Quran and Majid, and instead of listening to all other things and filth, then they are rather attracted to the Quran and Majid, and that becomes a night and day. This is the good intention that one can make when one is reciting, when one has been blessed with a good and a melodious voice, that I'm reading this so that these musallis, they will like to hear more and more of the Quran and Majid, get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the salah. Then there are another three categories. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the opportunity and gives the time and life, inshallah, we will discuss it. However, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the correct understanding and gives us the correct fikr and concern for our salah. Do not fall under that first category, or even try not to be under the second category, where we don't have that type of concentration, but especially within that first category where there is absolutely no concern for our salah. The salah just goes qada in it. And of course, one friend once wrote that Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of performing his qaza salah. So alhamdulillah, it's a very good thing. But we need to remember, on one occasion, my Shaykh Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala mentioned, you know, sometimes, especially in Ramzan Sharif and so forth, what we do, because, and especially when it's winter days, then we know Asr is rather early. By 5 o'clock, 5:15, sometimes it is Maghrib already. So now, because we've got our other commitments of our business commitments and whatever else, so we cannot leave our businesses quick enough to make it for our Asr Salah. So he says, just little before the time of Maghrib sets in, we are performing, and that we're coming in the masjid and performing our Asr Salah. What am I actually doing, and what message am I sending over? Now those that are sitting there and observing, the last minute, this, what I am actually showing is my disregard to the hukm of Allah Ta'ala. I'm not bothered, I'll come last minute and perform my salah. those that have got some consciousness in them and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledging the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand and the ghadab and the wrath and the displeasure of Allah ta'ala on the other. When they look at these types of things, what type of indifference this person is? One is that to be so late. Okay, maybe if he went one part, one corner of the masjid where nobody could see him, or in the basement or somewhere, and read his namaz. But in full view of everyone, person, this is showing disregard to the order and the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we are advertising this also. Similarly, when it comes to our qadha salah, we do not need to advertise our qadha salah. Therefore, if Allah ta'ala gives the tawfiq of performing our qadha salah, then we need to be very careful. There's a fine line here. And the fine line is this, that if I have got a habit of reading my qadha salah, like for instance, if it is fajr salah, right? After fajr sunnat salah, I can make qadha of my farz salah that I have missed. But immediately everyone, every musalli that knows about masail, about salah, related to salah, will know that after the sunnah, so after fajr time has set in, there's no nawafil that can be read other than the two sunnahs of fajr salah. There's no nawafil that can be read after the fajr time sets in. So the person has read his two sunnahs of fajr. Now he's reading two rakats upon two rakats. Everyone knows now this person is reading his qadha, salah of fajr, that is. Now it is something, of course, I may not be doing it deliberately, but am I advertising my guna? I am advertising, I'm showing everyone that I've missed these salah and now I'm reading it. Okay, it's a good thing that you are reading, you are performing it. But is it something to be advertised and for everyone to, at that time, if you want to read that salah, and then be at such a place in the masjid, or choose such a place where you are not in front of everyone? But the fine line is this, that nafs and shaitan should not then drive us away from the fact that, okay, listen, if people are going to be observing you, so now don't read it here, and eventually don't read it at all. So this is the fine line. We need to read it, but we need to know, we need to have the proper occasions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayat, and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahun
mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat. Oh Allah, I must have love for you only. When a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then getting up early part of the morning will mean absolutely nothing for this person. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Majeed with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he stood up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. How much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was all, and especially for the Ahlullah, it is something that they wait for. There's muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they wait for this appointment that they can go and present themselves before their Creator.
Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahun har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahun ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wird e zaba e mere ilah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam La ilaha illallahu la ilaha illallah 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 muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tere siwa maabood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کون و مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں، خانہ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گھیرا دوں، تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان، اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شأنہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء وسید المرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، یا اول الاولین یا آخر الآخرین ویا راحب المساکین ویا ذا القوۃ المتین یا ارحم الراحمین یا کریم اللہ یا رحیم اللہ، او موسٹ لوینگ کیئرنگ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ، او موسٹ ٹولرنٹ اللہ،
Who's forgiving? Allah. Who's merciful? Allah. Who's concealing? Allah. Oh, most beautiful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you gave these filthy, dirty begging bowls the tawfiq to be raised before you. Ya Kareem Allah, you gave the tawfiq and the ability to these dirty and filthy tongues to take your beautiful and mubarak and pure name. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have been continuously showering us with your ni'mats and with your bounties and favors. But Ya Kareem Allah, we used your given ni'mats and bounties and favors to displease you. Ya Kareem Allah, in spite of having given us a healthy body, Ya Allah, strengthen our bodies. The best of food, Ya Allah, to nourish our bodies. Ya Allah, the best of drinks, oh my Kareem Allah, to quench our thirst. Ya Allah, we drank your given water. We drank those things which were given by you, oh my Kareem Allah. We ate your given food. And when the time of Fajr comes, oh my Kareem Allah, we are not able to get up from our beds. Oh my Kareem Allah, when the time of Salah comes, we are unable to fulfill this command of yours. Ya Kareem Allah, when that energy came into our bodies, then we engaged in haram. Ya Allah, when that energy came into our bodies, we raised our gazes and saw that which was haram. Ya Kareem Allah, the energy came into our bodies, we touched haram. Ya Kareem Allah, the energy came into our bodies with your given diamonds and your given food. Ya Allah, we walked towards haram. We planned and fantasized haram. We thought about haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have been so forgiving, so merciful. Ya Kareem Allah, you didn't take us to task. You still blessed us with those ni'mats. Ya Allah, you still blessed us with our liver and our heart and everything else functioning perfectly. You didn't deprive us and you didn't take away our eyesight. Ya Allah, you didn't make us deaf and dumb and blind. You didn't paralyze us. Whereas if you wanted, my Kareem Allah, if you desired, you could have made us blind the same moment. You could have made us deaf the same moment. Ya Kareem Allah, you could have paralyzed us the same moment. You could have ordered the earth to swallow us, my Kareem Allah. But you didn't do that, my Kareem Allah. You blessed us with this life. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, all of us that are seated here with the begging bowls raised before you. Ya Allah, we have regret and remorse in our hearts. Ya Allah, we used your given ni'mats and bounties and favors to displease you. We acknowledge every sin that we have committed. Every crime, my Kareem Allah. Every crime we have committed, Ya Kareem Allah, we are acknowledging before you. And we are not justifying any of our sins, Ya Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. And forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Oh my Kareem Allah, we know that these begging bowls are raised before Kareem Allah. Before Rahim Allah, before most forgiving Allah, before most merciful Allah, before most loving, caring and compassionate Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, you are not there only for those that are pious. You are there for all your servants, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, even though our sins may be more than the waves of the ocean, even though our sins may be more than the leaves of the trees of the world put together, oh my Kareem Allah, even though our sins may be more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. Ya Kareem Allah, even though our sins may be more than the grains of sand on this earth. Ya Kareem Allah, your forgiveness is much, much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, distance us from all times of your displeasure. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us the tawfiq to use your given ni'mats and bounties in places of your pleasure, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, a little effort is being made, but we fall in the same place. Nafs and shaitan are not allowing us to get up, my Kareem Allah. Therefore, we ask you, my Kareem Allah,
Allah. We beg of you to draw us towards you with your power of just, my Kareem Allah. You will draw us towards you, otherwise we are just too weak, my Kareem Allah. We cannot do anything, my Kareem Allah. We find ourselves exceptionally useless, my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with tawfiq, my Kareem Allah. Bless us with hidayat, my Kareem Allah. Bless the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with hidayat. Oh my Kareem Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his time, in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar, the mushriqeen, the hypocrites, the enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they cause pain and grief to the Mubarak and sensitive heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, today, that ummah for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and cried, that ummah for whom he begged, oh my Kareem Allah, that ummah for whom his deed Mubarak was made shaheed, that ummah for whom his blood Mubarak was made to flow, oh my Kareem Allah, that ummah for whom he tolerated everything, oh my Kareem Allah, today it is that very same ummah that is causing pain and injury to the Mubarak and sensitive heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, humare is jurm-e azim ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to implement the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the Muhammad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us an attachment with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us, Ya Allah, implement the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The easy sunnahs, the simple sunnahs, my Kareem Allah, that too we cannot implement. Ya Allah, we cannot sit on the floor and eat. Oh my Kareem Allah, we cannot do simple things in the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, what type of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with tawfiq and hidayat to implement these sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our eating, in our drinking, in our sleeping, in our talking, in our meeting with people. Oh my Kareem Allah, you bless us with tawfiq and hidayat. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make us from amongst those that stand up for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that stand up for the protection of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Kareem Allah, accept all works of deen, tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, wherever the jamaat are walking, Ya Allah, you accept this, Ya Allah, mehnat, Ya Allah, accept the tabligh, oh my Kareem Allah, accept the ta'lim, my Kareem Allah, make it a means for people to come onto the correct path, my Kareem Allah. You protect them, my Kareem Allah. Protect their families, my Kareem Allah. Bless them with, Ya Allah, barakat in their risk and sustenance. Protect them from all afad and musibat. Ya Allah, open the ways, remove the obstacles from their path, my Kareem Allah. Bless them with long life, with afiat and salamati. Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah, with the best of deen and best of dunya. Oh my Kareem Allah, and the best of akhirah. Oh my Kareem Allah, the makatib, madaris, darulum, khanqahu ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Whoever is engaged in the khidmat of deen, oh my Kareem Allah, give everyone the tawfiq to make the khidmat of deen in the correct way. Oh my Kareem Allah, and accept the khidmat of everyone. Ya Allah, bless us all with ikhlas. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us all with ikhlas. Ya Allah, bless us all with ikhlas on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we mustn't be such that when we are presented before you, it'll be told that drag him and push him into Jahannam. Oh my Kareem Allah, because we didn't have ikhlas. Ya Allah, we acknowledge. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Hum khatakar hai. Hum badkar hai. Siyahkar hai. Sab kujh hai bandhe magar tere hai. Tujhe shor karke hum gandhe jaye kaha. Oh my Kareem Allah, where do we go to? There is no other door for us besides your door. Oh my Kareem Allah, we will continue tapping your door until such time that you open your doors of maghfirat. You open your doors of mercy. Let us be drenched in your mercy. Let us be drenched in your maghfirat. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with the best of this world. Bless us with the best of akhirah. Bless us with all the good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin.